This is the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, linking ethnic media and public radio. Reporter Diego Graglia is on the road from New York City to Mexico City, talking to Latinos about the issues and the candidates in this year's presidential election.
I'm Diego Graglia. I'm in Siler City, North Carolina, in rural Chatham County, with Marcia Espinola of local community organization El Vínculo Hispano, the Hispanic Liaison. Where do most Latinos who live here come from, and what do they do, basically?
Most of the Latinos here came from Mexico and Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. We have a lot of chicken plants here, processing plants, and agricultural farms and construction services. So that is basically what they came to do.
You were telling me one of these big plants closed recently.
They closed their doors in July. Now we have more than 800 people without a job here in Siler City. Most of them are Latinos. So that's why a lot of people are leaving the city right now. They're going to another state or they're going to another countries too.
So what's the general atmosphere here after this?
Since they don't have the opportunity to get a driver license anymore, and like I told you, their children, they're not allowed to go to college, and they don't have any job right now. They're living, and also they're worried. They're not going out anymore during the weekends. They're shopping less than before. They're just trying to take care of their families, and they're worried, like being out or driving and all that. So, and they're always afraid of immigration being somewhere. They need a job. They can't afford to stay here for a month without a job. So, they need to feed their families. So that's why we have a food pantry 3 times a month. We haven't seen an increase of people waiting for food here, and they wait for food outside of our office. You know how hard it is here right now with kids for like 2 or 3 hours sometimes. And we went from 15 clients to 40, 50, 60, 70 clients waiting for food. So we're not in a good situation right now.
In this context, do Latinos here have any time to think about the presidential election?
I think so. There is not a lot of people here that is able to vote, but I know that everybody is waiting for a change. They're just asking for an opportunity to work and to have their families here. There's a lot of people that came to have a better life. The only comment that they made to us is that we need something. We need something else. We need a change. But also a lot of them are not willing to wait for a new president because they have families. They have children. They have families in Mexico or in their countries. They need to send money back. So they can't just be waiting, watching TV and see how all these commercials and promises and from these two candidates and wait. So they need to do something. That's why they're going back to their countries or moving to another state and trying to do something.
I'm Diego Graglia with Marcia Espinola of El Vínculo Hispano, the Hispanic Liaison in Siler City, North Carolina.
The Road to the Latino Vote is produced by Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.